Thanks for tuning in to Soul Level Whole. For more free resources, visit KaylinOhara.com or Dr. Kaylin O'Hara on Instagram. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode, I suspect a short one, of Soul Level Whole with me, you know me, Kaylin, Dr. Kaylin. I am literally in the middle of getting ready to leave for a retreat I am co-facilitating. I'm doing acupuncture at this retreat in Sedona, and I'm getting ready, and this like message is coming through, and I thought this would be a good place to share it. I'm on a sabbatical right now, sort of. Well, pretty, actually really fucking am. And so I have a lot more space to think and process. And this is what I want to share with you today. I'm really enjoying just being able to hop on here whenever I want, because I have the energy and capacity to share these things with you. I heard in my head, just because it's over doesn't mean you're over it. And in fact, when it's over, that's when the healing begins. And that feels emotional when I say that. And I don't know how it came through, but it definitely, for me, was related to, I remember somebody recently, when I was talking to them about recovering from my last relationship, they said something like, yeah, well, it's over. And just because something's over, my friends, does not mean that you're over it. And in fact, it's only when you get to the other side and it's behind you that you can look at it and you can process it and you can feel your feelings and you can heal and you can integrate from it. And sometimes that can take a long time. I am so passionate about talking with you about emotions because I'm an exceedingly emotional person. And I know, having worked with so many people as well around our emotions, that they're the basis of our lives. And when we go through things that are hard, disruptive, heartbreaking, self-worth crumbling, shocking, like you name it, you know, we go through something that was challenging for us. We have a lot of emotions to move through. We have a lot of realizations to come to. It's ultimately a good thing in terms of our evolution and expanding in our wisdom and hopefully opening our hearts. It's not that we don't want to go through these things and we just want to protect ourselves from the potential pain and suffering that it is to, like, you know, live life. But that whole integration period after something is over, that's the important stuff. And I don't know, I don't think we talk about that all too much. I so often think about how we're just not educated at all, ever really, as we're growing up. At least I wasn't, other than like having chats with my mom about how to work with our feelings and what to do when bad things happen and how to integrate and heal from experiences that really shifted our perspective. And I don't think I'm going to do it in this episode, but I've had this thought that I would share with you pretty personally, because I think it might help somebody. That's why I would do it. About the last couple years for me, in terms of the struggle that was inside of it, and now moving into this other side, how challenging that has also been. It gives me this visual of when a plane is making a landing and maybe it's in the middle of a storm or something. Hopefully this never fucking happens, but maybe it's more of a cartoon image, not a real image. And it's like hitting the runway, but it's bouncing, you know, it's like trying to land and it's trying to like get back on Earth, but it's really bumpy and it's being tossed all around to make its landing into this like next place. That's how my life, that's how my heart, that's how I have felt since probably like the end of December and into January. Cause that was, I took a couple weeks off, I thought, to like dream up new business stuff, but it turns out I had a lot of integrating to do. Because when we give ourselves pause and we give ourselves stillness, however we can, in whatever capacity, I'm a huge proponent of stopping and stillness, because that's when I really can downregulate, and that's when we can gain perspective, and that's when our mind is no longer possessing us and we can breathe and expand. So I had given myself that opportunity earlier this year, but I wound up processing so much in a shocking kind of way. Like, didn't even realize I hadn't processed things for like the last, 6 years, and they all came flooding in. It was really confusing and scary. So much so that I reconnected with my therapist to get help through it. And I did a video on Instagram where I kind of talked about it, and it's relatively recently, if you want to look at whatever this time and date is and look a little ways back. It's called something like Working with Delayed Emotions. So anyway, stuff happens, shit happens, we get to the other side, and the thing that we most need to give ourselves is that period of time to integrate and to be confused and to be lost in the muck of it. Or, you know, I really think it's too about coming to new conclusions, giving that storm analogy again. If you're like tossed all around in a storm and you have no idea where you are and you have no idea what's going on, and then you get to the other side, you have to like, what the fuck just happened? What do I know now that I didn't know before? What were the feelings that came up in that experience that I didn't have the wherewithal, the awareness, the capacity, the time or space to deal with? And now I'm going to deal with them now, because they don't go anywhere. They don't go away. And this also brings up this one of the teachings in, like, I guess Law of Attraction or Abraham Hicks or whatever the fuck, is, you know, to feel good, and that you don't have to go into emotions that don't feel good, you know, something along those lines. And as much as I love a lot of these teachings, this is where I don't love them. Because I don't have this fully thought out, but it doesn't actually work. Because what I went through in the last 6 months has been so fucking challenging emotionally and so fucking necessary, because I've literally been coming back to life and coming into my body and recovering from the shit I didn't even realize I was going through. And if I were to just tell myself, oh, I should just feel good, I should just be positive, I can't. Because like, I am now being hit with the reality of everything that I just lived and reconnecting, because I was dissociated from parts of myself, right? So maybe that's a message that you need to hear as well, is that there's a time and a place for everything. And we can go through really hard, fucked up emotions and still try to be nice to ourselves and still tell ourselves positive stories like we would if we're our own best friend, and encourage ourselves. Absolutely. But if something is bubbling up, if something is hitting you in the face emotionally or energetically, if you're coming upon some revelation that is required for your healing, that might feel really fucked up. And I encourage you to feel the feelings. Can I give you an example? So I'm being so personal on this podcast. Here we go. So this is a really good one. This has happened numerous times, but I'm going to give the most recent example. And this is why I'm encouraging you to like feel your feelings. I guess I'm, you know, supporting you through this. If this resonates with you, sending you my love in it, because I know this shit's tricky. But I recently was spending time with my boyfriend and his kids. And his kids are like preteen and teen age. They're really wonderful kids. I really like their energy. They're just great people. And raised well, you know. And so we had a great time. And then I hop in my car and I'm driving home feeling really good. I felt good the whole time I was there. And then I was hit with an incredible wave of emotion, from depths that felt like they were beyond even me and my body. Like, they came from the core of the fucking universe. I don't know. This shit just was like pounding through me. There were no thoughts associated with it. It was just intense feeling. Now, I've had these experiences before in processing trauma. So trigger warning, like maybe that's happened to you where you're just minding your own fucking business, or you're not, you're actually working with an emotion. And then kind of remnants of really old stuff comes up, but you didn't even intend on it. So that happened to me quite a bit in the past when I was doing some really like active trauma healing, where stuff would just come out of the blue and I'd be like sobbing and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Or I'd be hiding in my closet. We'll share that another time, because you're just totally fucking dissociated. So this one, I did not dissociate, but I could feel the difference. Like, I'm driving onto the freeway. I still remember where I was, and I'm regular me driving my car. And so I'm having that healthy dissociation of I'm here and present, and I'm witnessing this emotion come through me. And as it came up, it totally came up. The energy of it was up. Up through my body and into my mind and out my fucking eyes, and like probably wailing for all I know. I was legit sobbing. Then it was these kind of like fractions of thoughts and flashes of memories and associations being made in my brain so fucking fast, like healing in my legitimate like brain, like neural pathways rerouting themselves and recircuiting, like it was crazy. I could feel myself fucking changing in this moment. And it was around having witnessed my partner and his kids and how safe he is with them, how safe they feel, how comfortable their home environment was, and how it looked nothing like what I experienced when I was a kid and when I was their ages. And they are so sweet and they seem relatively happy. And I was remembering that I was not when I was their age. There was a darkness that was brewing inside of me that I still have. But at the time when I was young, that's when it was all kind of born. So the thing that the darkness inside of me that was born at those ages, darkness meaning like self-hate, being bullied and abused and all of that and internalizing it, was around their ages. And so I didn't do any of this intentionally, but my brain was remembering everything that I felt and that I had concluded at their ages and that I was living, and how uncomfortable I felt in my own home and how unsafe I felt with the father figure in my life. And it was just like all fucking coming up. And then it was alongside it marrying this experience I just had with these two great kids that are doing well and their dad that loves them, and to just have such a peaceful and regulated emotional experience with them. I guess I am telling you all of this. Here we go. It completely shifted everything for me. And the big takeaway was that it wasn't my fault, and I was never, that might be cringy to say, sorry. It wasn't my fault, and I've always been worthy, just like these kids are worthy of love. They're so sweet, they're so precious, so was I, and I wasn't getting it. I was being treated poorly, and so it healed me in 30 seconds, driving down the freeway, sobbing, and having this whole thing come over me. And all of that to say, I guess I shared that. Welcome to my life. I'm a very emotional person. I'm going through a lot of healing right now. That tapped into something that I didn't even consciously know was there, but that was part of my energetic makeup until it wasn't. And it brought all this stuff up to the surface that I didn't even realize. And if I were to just have told myself it's not safe, I shouldn't feel these feelings. I should just be happy. Why am I being so emotional? Or why am I being negative? Or, you know, if I had not let that energy move and thought everything should just be happy all the time and I should just feel good all the time and blah, 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 then I wouldn't have had that incredible integration. And it's beyond time. You know, those experiences happened for me. I'm 39, almost 39 now. So those experiences happened for me a long time ago. And yet they were so still right there. But now they're not. What a trippy thing, right? Now they're just healed. So gosh, I mean, that really fucking speaks to the title of this thing, right? Just because it's over doesn't mean it's over. Holy shit, I'm just realizing that now. Just because the abuse is over, or the trauma is over, or the relationship is over, or the scary thing is over, or whatever, just because it's over in this time and space, it's done, it's quote unquote behind you or in the past, has nothing to do with the present moment and what's present for you here and now. So is that all I have to say? I think so. I just wanted to bring that to you, and I feel complete with the message. So all my love to you. Be kind to yourself. If you do have that voice in your head that doesn't like you, hi, I have one too. And you know what? It's fucked up, because it's just born of all the things that we've picked up on external to us that we internalized. And it sucks. You know, some of it is our natural disposition. You know, like maybe you're a bit of a perfectionist already, or maybe you tend to think in certain ways just naturally. Fine. But then when people reinforce that, when people reject you or shame you or invalidate you, or society doesn't feel like a safe place for you or whatever, then that voice in your head can grow. And it's not you, and it's not yours. And I got to tell you, just being around these kids really reinforced for me, which I already knew for all of us, but really reinforced for me too personally. Like, we've always been worthy, and we've always been deserving of love. And the human spirit is something to nurture and to treasure, and that we ever put hate or anger or frustration or abuse or manipulation on other people. That's the problem. That's the real disease. That's the only disease. And we can all, it ends with all of us. It ends with each one of us that's willing to do what you and I are doing right now, and to be love. So all my love to you. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you again soon.